Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Boss of Me Radio, a business-based talk show for women small business owners full of inspirational interviews and engaging dialogue with business girlfriends, sharing expert advice, insight into their journey both to and through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Vision Elevation Expert and Business Coach, Andrika A.J. Austin, also known as The Social Pranista. I'm your super savvy, straightforward, spiritually connected business best girlfriend who understands the business woman's journey. The Boss of Me concept is my aha moment, my idea from when I sincerely opened up my heart and my business to God, and He showed me that He, the great I am, is truly the boss of me, both in and out of my business. Because of this, I get to share tips, tools, and tidbits of helpful business advice to help you grow your business and maybe even have an aha moment yourself. Boss of Me Radio is a weekly conversation that airs online every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/bossofme. While you're there, be sure to click on the follow button to be the first to know about upcoming show episodes and information updates. Boss of Me Radio is also a podcast on iTunes, so be sure to find us, rate the show, and subscribe today. I'd like to start the show off by telling you ladies how I have been the boss of me, or the bomb, in my business lately. My latest boss of me moment is, after a month and a half wait and a search, and thanks to my networking ninja friend, Ms. Rhonda Hudgens, I recently found and purchased my new car. She is a cute little red Honda two-seater, which I and one of my business besties, who you've heard on the show recently, Ms. Beth Sprinkle Goodman, gave the nickname Fuego, which means fire in Spanish. So shout out to my new boo, Fway, sitting out in my driveway today. And thanks for getting me to where I need to be, girl, and when I need to be there quickly. You are truly a blessing and a welcomed addition into the Social Pranista and Boss of Me family. So as always, ladies, I am patting myself on the back for a job well done this week, and you should too. Be sure to tweet and tag me and let me know how you have been the bomb in your business lately. I'm at or / Social Pranista on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and be sure to use the hashtag Boss of Me Radio. You can also post on our Facebook event page, which you can find by typing Boss of Me Radio in the Facebook search toolbar. I look forward to hearing you ladies share. Now let's get the conversation going with today's guest co-host and business girlfriend, who will be sharing her journey of struggles and success to and through the path of entrepreneurship as a modern-day businesswoman. I'm so excited about this conversation. Dawn Keene is the founder and CEO of Studio Change, where she inspires forward-thinking companies to make sustainability a framework for building their businesses, enabling them to better serve their customers, develop ideal employees, and contribute to the common good. For more than a decade and a half, Dawn has served as president of Keene Design Incorporated, an award-winning firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, specializing in graphic design. Past client engagements have included the Home Depot, City Cards, my alma mater, Clark Atlanta University, and Spelman College. For more than a decade, she has also served as an adjunct instructor in design and media technology at Atlanta Technical College, and she works to create products and services that transform behavior and processes that create positive environmental and social impact. She's been featured on Speaking of Green and various panel discussions on changing drive and social sustainability. Dawn is one of my star students and has recently given a speech and a lecture series she developed called Sustainability Plus Design, a systems-based approach for college and high school students designing to help them understand how integrating sustainability principles in their work can have positive impact. Ms. King currently serves as the mentoring chair on the High Performance Healthy Schools Committee for the United States Green Building Council, Atlanta. Previous professional affiliations also include serving as the membership chair for the American Institute of Graphic Arts, Atlanta. Dawn has earned her BFA in graphic design from Georgia State University and recently obtained a Master of Arts in Sustainable Design from the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. You can find out more about Dawn and her projects and services by reaching out to Dawn at studiochange.org and visiting the website www.studiochange.org. Dawn, welcome to Boston Me Radio, and thank you so much for being our special guest co-host and business girlfriend today.
Hey, AJ, how are you? I am really excited to be on your show. I want to thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity to speak with your fellow audience and have a great conversation about sustainability.
It is our pleasure to have you here, and I want to go ahead and get our conversation started off by asking you, how have you been the bomb in your business lately?
How have I been the bomb of my business lately? Well, AJ, I have been spending a lot of my time mentoring young students, which I truly love. I just finished, I think, earlier this year, working with a high school group at Douglas County High School, mentoring them for the Green Competition. And I had the great opportunity of working with a group of architectural students, and it was really, really enlightening. I had a wonderful, wonderful time, and I also learned a lot from them.
That is awesome. I always love to hear how people have been the bomb in our business, me and you and all of our other business girlfriends. We do such great things, and so it's great to be spotlighted. And so, as you know, the focus of Boston Me Radio and the conversations with our guest business girlfriends is more on the businesswoman's journey. So I'm going to be asking you a few questions about your own journey, both to and through entrepreneurship and what you've learned. Now, keep in mind that your answers and your transparency may just be the inspiration and the encouragement for other aspiring and established women small business owners who may be currently where you once were. So something you say or something you share may just help them have their very own aha moment, get unstuck, and move forward with taking their business to the next level. So with that said, are you ready to share with us?
Most definitely. Let's get started.
Awesome. So my first question is, what got you involved in your industry, and what is one tip that you can share with newbies?
Well, AJ, I have to say that my first exposure was at the AT&T Recycling Center, probably in the 1990s, and then later in my work as a graphic designer. When I was at AT&T, we really dealt with waste and environmental issues, and I found it really, really interesting to really see the amount of waste in the form of paper and discarded phone books and a lot of other materials that we use and how they can be recycled to be reused again. But I have to really tell you, my turning point was actually when I was in graduate school and I had the opportunity to work on an urban renewable energy project in which that community had the goal of becoming a self-sustaining community over the next 10 years. And the collaboration and exchange of ideals with the other students that worked with me on the project and planning what that vision would look like was just, it was a game changer for me. And I have to say, I was hooked after that. I decided that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to work with communities and businesses and help them kind of travel that or navigate that road to becoming sustainable. So I can say that was my turning point. And as far as a tip that I can share, I would say be passionate, prepared, and educated. Find a cause that you really, really care about. Take additional classes, maybe some skill-based volunteer, and read everything you can really get your hands on in sustainability. Sustainability is a moving target, and the processes are constantly changing. But if you kind of go in it with this attitude, it's going to help give you a foundation if you decide you want to take your current skills that you have right now and transfer them into a sustainability environment.
I love that, and I love that quote you just mentioned. Be passionate, and be prepared. I'm going to quote you on that. I love it. Now, I also know that your story is so inspiring because I know you personally, and I've got to witness you go through the process of obtaining your master's degree. And like you said, starting over and reinventing yourself and becoming educated and knowing your industry. First of all, so proud of you to say that I know you, to have witnessed your journey, and to still be on the journey with you. And so, yeah, my pleasure. I mean, I'm here to celebrate with you. And I also know that you've seen a lot in your industry because you're very knowledgeable, you're very educated. So what's a common struggle or a frequent hurdle that you find for women in your industry?
You know, the biggest thing, AJ, what I'd say would be probably being taken seriously and probably considered an equal. And I think this is across the board. I also think trying to find mentors, you know, sustainability not as necessarily a new field, but being able to find mentors that can help you in the field that, you know, you may aspire to go into. And also, I'm also probably a lack of diversity. It's interesting because according to diversegreen.org, I was reading an article, matter of fact, this week, that the racial composition in environmental organizations and agencies has not broken the 12% to 16% green ceiling that has been in place for decades, and I'm quoting that. So I think there's a lot of opportunities out there for women, especially for women of color. And I think we just have to kind of seek these opportunities out, you know, kind of take, I guess you may say, the bull by the horns and just kind of go out. It may be kind of a lonely road that you're walking, but as you get out there, you'll start finding people who are passionate about what you're passionate about and that has advice. I've been very fortunate to have very wonderful mentors that have really helped me along the way. So it may seem like a hard road, but you can get there. You just keep going at it.
I love it, and I love the theme that I'm hearing, that knowledge, first of all, is a universal language. But when you know your stuff and you find someone else who knows their stuff to mentor you, then that leads back to that struggle of being taken seriously. I don't think you'll have as much of a problem with that. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. And also it can give you an opportunity, especially on the volunteering end, to be able to use and enhance your skills. So
yes.
Perhaps may not be as polished yet for the, as you quote, real world. But I think volunteering and getting out here and just trying things gives you a chance to kind of really figure out what you want to do and have that time and that space that a lot of times we need, because sometimes we don't know exactly, you know, what that magic ball is or what that sweet spot is. But
right.
I think getting out here and speaking with people, they can be very instrumental in helping you reach that goal of doing what you really want and what makes you happy.
Right, and just go for it. Like you said, figure it out along the way. And with that said, where do you see your industry going or growing in the next 5 to 10 years?
AJ, you know, we've had a lot of talk, I think, even on the political scene and just today and a lot of things that are going on in the world. I think the issues of inequality, poverty, women's rights, also food shortages and population growth are really big issues that are being talked about today. And whereas the majority of the focus for sustainability, in my opinion, has seemed to be on the environmental, material, and economic side, I'm seeing the social side of sustainability, and in particular social entrepreneurship, is and will be picking up steam very rapidly. I'm seeing a lot of students that are actually, they've already started businesses. So when they're going to school or going to business school, not really to learn how to create a business, but they're going in it with this mindset of how can I take my skills and knowledge and do good in the world and help solve some of these issues. So I definitely see a big trend in really looking at this social side that's been neglected for so long. So I see the intersection of engineering and technology, and in particular design, coming together to create better, healthier products and services as well as a big focus and push on sustainable education, if not in the K through 12 level, but through universities throughout. So that's kind of how I see where the industry is at least going to be growing in those particular sectors. And, of course, you know, renewable energy, how to have better air quality, water, of course, those are going to be ongoing issues as well. But those that I highlighted before are kind of where I see the hot spots are.
Right, and I heard you mention women's rights and making sure that businesses are doing good. Speaking of doing good, how do you feel that your business has made a difference in the lives of women?
Honestly, AG, I think that being an example to other women, and in particularly women of color, you know, right now we're not dominating this field at all. There's a lot of opportunity, but I think mentoring and passing on my skills and knowledge, and also with my business, I make it a point to contract with a lot of other females in minority-owned businesses. And also, you know, coaching. But the biggest thing is just mentoring, and I think sharing my skills and my education and knowledge. And if someone comes to me, I have friends coming to me constantly saying, Dawn, you know, I'm in marketing or I'm in communications, and how can I actually get into this field? So that's how I see me making a difference in the lives of women, just to keep pushing them, encouraging them, and being a support system.
I love it. And I know that in your bio we mentioned that you mentored, and as you just said, you know, you connect and partner and coach with other women. What's that bigger vision that you have for your business?
Wow, AJ, and that's a big question. And honestly, I don't think it's one that I can really answer right now, because I think my business, my vision is constantly changing and evolving as I change and evolve. But I know for sure that I definitely would love to develop a few social enterprises that deal with, in particular, issues of poverty and inequality. And I think for the rest, I'm going to kind of let my conscience be my guide. I think I'm not one to be set in stone that it has to be this, but I like to kind of be open to the universe and just kind of be aware of what's going on around me and kind of understanding where that need may be. Because oftentimes what we end up doing, as you know, in the road we set out to be, sometimes we end up on a different path or taking a detour that can be quite rewarding. So I kind of like to, I'm going to leave that open a little bit.
I like that. And even though you didn't really think so, my heart is in social enterprise as well. And although you didn't think, you know, that's a big vision, that's a huge vision for your business to develop social enterprises. And now that I think about it, that's where you and I met, at a social enterprise hub spot for co-working space here in Atlanta. And so to hear that that's part of your big vision, Dawn, I love that. I celebrate that with you.
Exactly. I want to I think it's the way to really start tackling issues that solve problems. I know people need to make a living, and, you know, it's always about the bottom line. I guess it has to be. But I think we can make money and do good at the same time.
That is so true. And with that said, a lot of people, like you said, are in it to make money, or they're in it for the fame or what it looks like on the outside. But there are always some things behind the reason that we're in business outside of that bottom line. So what's your driving force behind all you do in your business?
The big thing first, AJ, it's my passion, and the love for what I do is my driving force. For sustainability and systems thinking, which, you know, it's kind of a tool that you use to implement sustainability. Honestly, it's one of the most fascinating subjects I've ever delved into, and there's so many moving parts and levels. And knowing that I actually have the skills that can make the world a better place, and being able to continue to find ways to use that talent to educate others, keeps me motivated. And you know, I genuinely care about people, and I want to find ways to make their lives better. And if I can teach other businesses how to do that, then hopefully it will have a ripple effect and be able to impact more lives positively. And let's face it, you know, when it's all said and done, that is what I believe we are here for. And it's not just to take up space. You know, what affects one affects us all in one way or another because we are all connected, AJ.
That is so true. And I know you and I connect through knowledge. And I definitely hear that passion in what you do. And because I see that passion and I can hear and feel and experience that knowledge, I know you know your stuff. I know you know what you're doing. I've even told you as your coach in the past, Dawn, don't take another class. Don't learn another thing. You know enough. Go out and change the world. You can do this. And so now that I know that that's why you do what you do, what's that one type of client that you would really, really like to work with?
Number one, someone who has passion for what they're doing. A true desire to use their skills and business for societal good as well as creating an income. We have a lot of issues, and how can their business be part of the solution? You know, someone who has long-term vision and who's in it for the long haul.
Oh, my goodness. Dawn, I love that. You just said something so powerful. How can your business be a part of the solution? You are just full of inspirational quotes today. I love it. I love that. I'm going to put that out there in the atmosphere and on my Facebook page so you guys know about Bossini Radio and the Facebook event page. We're going to be quoting Miss Dawn with this episode. And also, Dawn, I have one question left for you as we begin to wrap up our conversation for today.
Okay.
And that is, how are you or how will you leave a legacy for future generations with the work that you do today?
The bottom line, AJ, by doing instead of talking, taking action and creating change. You know, although I've not decided what particular area that will be in, but I know it's going to be related to design in some fashion or other because I believe designers have the power to create change in the way products and services are made and reproduced.
Yes, and if I had to wrap this up with a pretty little bow, it would be the hashtag be about it. Like you said, don't just talk about it, but do it. So Dawn has given us some great quotes. How can your business be a part of the solution? Be passionate, be prepared, and hashtag be about it. I love it, Dawn. Wow, guys. Well, I hope you guys will go back and listen to this episode, listen to the replay, get some more nuggets because she may have said something that I didn't catch, but I love quotes and I love inspiration behind it. I know you guys can hear the passion in Dawn's voice for what she does with sustainability and all things green, and she's definitely the go-to professional trending and up and coming in her industry and just doing big things here in the city of Atlanta. Dawn, we have about 1 minute left before we wrap up our conversation, so please go ahead and tell our Boston Me Radio listeners how they can connect with you.
Well, they can connect with me in two ways. One at Dawn, D-A-W-N, at studiochange.org, or they can also reach me at studiochange.org, which is my website.
Awesome. And finally, please go ahead and share one quick tip, tool, or tidbit of advice that you would like to share with our listening audience of aspiring and established women small business owners.
Just keep at it. You know, if as my mom used to say, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Right. I love it. That is so good. Well, Dawn, thank you so much for being our special guest co-host and business girlfriend on Boston Bee Radio today.
Thank you, AJ, and it has been my pleasure. And thanks to your listening audience as well.
Awesome. Well, ladies, this has been an enlightening conversation, which will indeed help us to continue to be the bomb in our business. And I'm so grateful to you for tuning in and being a part of my community as I serve as the voice for positively impacting the lives of women business leaders worldwide and leaving a legacy that paves the way for future generations to come. Boss of Me Radio is an extension of my business coaching program, as you guys know, and I look forward to everything that we share while we're here on the radio. So with you guys being a part of Boston Me Radio, I'm honored to say that it's designed for women small business owners who are seeking to grow their business. The information that I and the business girlfriends share is to show you how you can get one step closer on your journey to success by providing you with helpful tips, tools, and tidbits of advice that work when you put action behind them. You can start taking action in your business right now by reaching out to today's guest and by visiting www.thesocialpreneurista.com to sign up for the email list to receive my free gift to you on the top three ways to instantly increase your impact, influence, and income in 90 days or less, and for additional business advice for taking your business to the next level. Also, tweet, tag, post, forward, and share this show and the replays with your business best girlfriends. And I invite each of you to be back here with us on next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another phenomenal episode of Bossini Radio with another special guest and business best girlfriend with her unique journey and her story of being a woman in business. If you are interested in being a woman in the spotlight, email me. I'm AJ@thesocialpreneurista.com. Once again, I'm Andrika AJ Austin, also known as the Social Preneurista, your host for hashtag Boss of Me Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's stay connected and keep the conversation going online. Again, I'm @Socialpreneurista on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Until next time, ladies, remember that you are the bomb in your business and in your life. Thanks for listening. God bless. Good night.